from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The opposition leader in St. Kitts to announce his decision on a coalition government. Lawyers in Jamaica get set for another challenge at the Privy Council in London. And NAFTA parity high on the agenda at the Miami conference. I'm Carol Orr and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Vance Amory, the man who holds the balance of power following Monday's general elections in St. Kitts and Nevis, has spent the day discussing which party his Concerned Citizens Movement will join. The CCM holds the two seats in Nevis, needed by both of St. Kitts' parties, which won four seats each. Mr. Amory held discussions today with both the PAM of Prime Minister Kennedy Simmons and Denzel Douglas in St. Kitts' Labour Party. We'll have more for you later on in the programme. Another test case is to be taken by Jamaican lawyers to the Privy Council, questioning the validity of a reclassification of death row prisoners. If successful, lawyers expect that the whole reclassification process, already more than halfway complete, could have to start all over again. The Jamaican government has been reallocating death row prisoners, with capital murderers likely to face the hangman. Jamaican lawyer Richard Small explains.